Well, it's the 6th of October, 2018, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, from the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Ah, yes.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I got a message for you. One that you need to pay attention to. We need to stop playing with this. I'm going to let Teddy Pendergrass kind of like preach to you a little bit here. And then I'll intermittently break in and then I'll come in and start talking with you. But listen to what he has to say and put the words together. You better wake up, everybody. You in America. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Uh-huh.
Wake up, everybody. Yeah. No more sleeping in bed.
No more sleeping.
No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
All right.
The world's changed so very much.
Yes.
From what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
And it's going to keep on going on as the world spins. Go on, come on, come on, Teddy. Come on, bro. Sing this song. Hey.
Wake up, hey. All the teachers.
Teachers.
Teach a new way.
Teach a new way.
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
All right.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. Just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors.
Doctors!
Make old people well.
Make us old people well.
They're the ones who suffer.
Yes, they do.
Catch all the hair.
All the hell.
They don't have so very long. Away. Wake up all the builders.
Time builders.
To build a new land.
Building the condos, the apartments.
I know we can do it.
Uh-huh.
We are all in the hands.
But I can't afford the rent.
The only thing we have to do,
yeah,
is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. Just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Well, 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 well. Thank you, Teddy. Listen, 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 listen. I told you, people, I told you that the judge would be confirmed. I told you. Yeah, they need some help. Help them out. Help them out, Teddy. They need some help.
Wake up.
Tell them. Why didn't you believe me when I told you? Why are you fussing with me? Wake up. Wake up. I need a little help, y'all.
Need a little help.
Uh-huh.
Need some help.
Yes.
Change the world.
Listen, yeah, they need some help, Teddy. You know what? Y'all didn't seem to forget that this is America, and America is a principle. And this principle is not going to be changed by any group of people, any species of human beings. America is going to continue the way she's been going until she ends. Thank you, Teddy. I'm going to fade out the music. You get the point, don't you? Now look, I'm not trying to rub it, you know, rub the salt in your wounds and make it sting. I don't want to do that because I'm not that kind of person that really wants to do that to you. But I just want to share with you that it was inevitable that Brett would be confirmed as the next Superior Court judge in the United States of America. The Supreme Senate of the United States voted him in with the majority, and I'm wondering how Cory Booker is doing. You may have to pray for Cory. Because Cory, last I heard him talking, he talking about get out and vote. You can get out and vote all you want to. Now, let me give you a little bit of a history lesson as to why this confirmation process took place. And I've been receiving a lot of flack on my Facebook page because I played a few clips from the White House brief. And I recall when Obama was in office, and you guys know I did not vote for Barack, nor did I vote for Trump. I didn't vote for anybody because I don't vote. I don't believe in the voting process at all. I believe that it's crooked. It's been crooked since its inception. They talk about the majority of the population will vote in America, and thank God they can count votes in that way. But now with the Russians possibly tampering with our voting process and every other process that is going on, I have absolutely no trust in those things at all. But I will say this to you, and I'm speaking to you millennials, because you went to school and you believe everything that your teachers taught you. They taught you that you are somebody and you can change the world. And all Teddy was saying is wake up. And that's all I was saying to you. That's why I told you prior to the confirmation, he will be confirmed. Just scroll down my website and listen to my comments. But I am surprised at so many of you that are operating under the idea that I don't think I know what I'm talking about. I've been in this America longer than most of you have been on the planet. I've seen the way she works. I was born before World War II ended. The biggest enemy in the United States of America at that time, and the persons that were coming against the United States of America, were the socialists or the communists. I was raised under that era. And what is embarrassingly astonishing to me is that many American citizens seems to be communistic in their mindset. This country will not throw its weight to the wind and allow. Now, I'm gonna hit on some of you, and you're gonna get mad at me. You can stay mad at me. I told you Hillary would never be the president of these here United States, and this country voted in Bozo the Clown just to keep Hillary out. So do you see how serious that is? Now, I don't agree with everything that President Trump says or does, but he is a man, and he don't care what you think. He is wielding the power. He did it. And all these accusations that the left tried to bring up just crumble in the dust. And I know a lot of you are going to be reading the FBI reports and see who they question and what they question. The FBI, what did I tell you? What did I tell you a week and a half ago? I told you that the FBI and the organization are people that live like Judge Kavanaugh. They raise their kids in the same way that Judge Kavanaugh do. They believe in the Constitution of the United States of America like Judge Kavanaugh does. They believe that the majority of white people in this country will run, govern, and persuade how that government is run. Now, listen to me as a black man. And I'm no Uncle Tom. Don't you dare try to put me in that category. I'm not your uncle, and I ain't Brother Tom. I'm telling you that I understand the world that I live in. Do you understand the world that you live in? Now, you're going to try to get to the voting block and vote in more Democrats, and so you can make this a socialistic country. There will never be another Obama in the White House in my lifetime and possibly yours. There will not be. As a matter of fact, the country is going to go way back to just the way it was right to FDR's time. You don't know who FDR is. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's right. Now, I'm going to tell you what was good about the Roosevelt era. The Roosevelt era brought in Social Security. That's the only way that I'm living. See, those of you that's making a lot of money, I'm not making no money. I'm living off of my wife's Social Security to my life. I bought me some fruit juice today because of my wife's Social Security. Not because of no high price money that I'm working in artificial intelligence, and I'm working for Google, and I'm working up in Northern California where all the computer industries are and all that mess. You lose your electricity and your job don't mean crap. But I'm alive because of Social Security Administration way back in that time, and I'm living off that. Now, that is constitutional America. And it will be that way. Hey, check it out. The only way that you can reap the benefits of Social Security is that somebody around you is working and leaving a stipend of what they work for you to live off of. But no magic fairy is going to come and give you anything in this country. No, it's not. And if anything, I just got to say it, because it's coming to the plate. You remember when Cesar Chavez became famous? Because he was the hero for the Mexicans working in the fields, picking lettuce, rice, and beans, right? Cesar Chavez, right? They got a boulevard in East L.A. named after him now. Cesar Chavez Boulevard, an avenue. They got it in most of Southern California, all through these districts and everything. Who's still working those fields out there? The Hispanics. I don't see no blacks out there. I don't see no... All these black folks screaming about giving... Why don't you get up there and pick some grapes? Man, look here. Let me tell you something. You're living in America. There'll always be an opportunity for us to make money, to eat, to go see a movie, to buy some clothes, and do that. But you will not get your way. Wake up, all you people, because you're living in a dreamscape. Now, since Judge Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court justice, I know people are going to be writing about it, talking about him. They'll probably try to come up with another scandal on the man. May come up with a scandal on his daughters. Well, I saw his daughters digging a booger out of her nose. Yeah, what you going to do? Put that up on the internet and try to crucify the man? You people have lost your minds. And that's what I think the right and the left is. We are citizens in this country together. And you need to learn how to love one another and respect one another and stop with this Looney Tune politics, because that's what that was. And you know what? The other people my age and a little younger, I don't know why they won't tell you the truth, because you're completely out of your mind. Now, let me tell you where it started. It started in the black community, I believe, when we got rid of most of the black men that were pastors in our community, because the church used to be the leaders of our community. You would go to church and the black man would stand in front of you and he would tell you that there's racism and he would tell you how to get over and doing things like that. But we stopped listening to him. We put our mamas in the pulpit. And mama's them just hollering and screaming, getting all emotional. You getting emotional. You go to the average church, all these Negroes are running around looking like chickens with their head cut off. Screaming, talking about looking what the white man is doing to us. Let's go to Chicago. All right, they found that cop guilty, and indeed so. Shot that poor kid all those times. That was a racist going mad. And if they did not find that white boy guilty, then America is in bad shape. I don't hear nobody talking too much about that. See, a lot of the blacks are threatening the cops. I'm telling you, you better don't mess with a cop, because you see, you know what a cop knows how to do? Cop knows the law. And the cop, if he can't plant some mess on you, he gonna make you do something that you wish you had not done, and you will lose. Don't you think that you've beat out the entire Chicago Police Department because you won one case. Because every city, especially like New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, San Diego, San Francisco. They have huge police departments, huge. And they just transfer men from other parts of the country to that part. And they have city budgets to pay their incomes, to have them live in nice neighborhoods far better than yours, to keep you enslaved in captivity on the plantation. Because that's what America is all about. America is a plantation liability country. That's why when the Europeans speak about us today, they say, what's happening in America? What's happening in America? I'll tell you what's happening. The natives are getting restless on the plantations. Y'all need to know how to fight a better game. Those of you that's on the left. And getting all emotional, hyperventilated over. Listen, the judge will be eating well, living well. His daughters are going to go to the best schools. They're going to eat the best food. They're going to have the best doctors giving them the best medical treatment. This man got a lifetime job as a Supreme Court justice. Do you know what that means? His family going to be eating as long as he's alive and eating well and living well. Now, how do you feel about that? You hate him? Wait a minute. If you black, you hate him because he's white? What about Judge Thomas, the black one on there? You hate him? Oh, I remember when he got elected. And when that Anita Hill thing came out. And everybody talking about Anita Hill accused. Oh, my goodness. Who is this? I hope it's somebody that can join me on the webcast. Because oh, my goodness. No, he can't join me because I know I know that he is not going to want to speak with me on this. And how you doing, Reggie?
I'm all right. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to people all over the world right now.
I see.
Yes.
What you doing Tuesday morning?
What am I doing Tuesday morning? Yes. Absolutely nothing but waiting on you, I guess. Right?
Huh? Because I want to come have coffee with you, and then I want you and I to go to this stem cell meeting that's talked about arthritis and MS, and how we can do a stem cell treatment and take care of your arthritis and my MS. So I got approved for this meeting is at 12:00. They're serving lunch and everything for us. So I want to see if you want to do that or not. You know.
Well, I have to give it some real thought, but I appreciate the invitation.
Okay, thank you.
I'll let you know before the weekend is over.
All right. Thank you, Pops. I love you, man. I'll see you when I see you.
Okay, love you too. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Whenever I get to call people, you guys know I don't be stopping no webcast. I just let you know that I'm still in the flow with people. Now, this man wants me to go to an arthritis MS stem cell thing. I ain't going to let him put no stem cells in me. Now, Reggie may let him put them in him, but that's his bad, not mine. But I'll see. See, I don't have a job that I can go to, and so I'm free on Tuesday. But as I was saying before he so rudely called me, you have to think about where you are, how you're living, and what everybody is doing in their lives, and you have to see yourself in a solo lane heading in a particular direction, and you have to strategize the end of your destination and see that. I had already strategized and knew that the man would be confirmed. Now, some of you don't know how I did that. You need to ask the question, how did you do that, John? Oh, do you vote for Republicans? No, I don't vote for no Republicans. Nor do I vote for any Democrat. Oh, you against your people. I said, excuse me. I'm not against any human being. You're free to vote for whoever you want to. It doesn't mean that your candidate's going to... How many of you voted for Hillary? You actually thought that the United States government would put Bill Clinton's wife in the White House, and Bill Clinton was in that White House with Monica Lewinsky? What? Well, now you may say, well, they put Donald Trump in there. Yes, and you can say this. What? They will allow anybody they want in there for their means. Now, who was the greatest fear to this country? Was it Donald Trump or was it Hillary Clinton? when you look at, man, the tariffs and all the restrictions that Donald Trump is putting on people, and you know what? The nations are lining up to do business with us or to cut business off. And if they cut business off from America, guess what America is going to do? I'm going to help those of you because you weren't alive. It was during World War II when Europe was being invaded and castrated, raped, and bescuttled by the Germans. I mean, Adolf was going from country to country. Then that bulldog-looking man, Winston Churchill, called on President Roosevelt to help because America was not a part of that World War II yet. We were kind of like under Woodrow Wilson. Check history and you can find out. We were an isolationist country. Now, we sent some doughboys over there with the Rough Riders with the first President Roosevelt down in Mexico down that way. And then we sent some boys over there in World War II in Europe because my grandfather went and fought in that war. But now you got this Second World War, and America lost too many lives in World War I, and they were not going to get into World War II. What did America do? Because America knew that they had to get into the fight, but they just would not answer the call of Great Britain. So America put embargoes on Japan. And Japan had already taken half of Manchuria, coming into China, wiped out the Philippines, going through Malaysia like white on rice. I know my history. You millennials need to listen to me. And so America still playing the isolationist game. But when that embargo was put on Japan, we were snuffing them out of business. They couldn't get any imports, and you know Japan is just a little island country. So what did the Japanese do? Their war machine got together and say, you know what? We ain't quite got enough gasoline to get to San Francisco or to Los Angeles, but we got enough gasoline from our carriers to go into Honolulu and blow the living bejesus out of them white Americans. And that's what they did. On December the 7th, 1941, 3 years before I was born, they blew the bejesus out of the United States. You've seen the famous speech of President Roosevelt. We will remember this as a day of infamy. Yep, that was a day. The United States put the embargo against Japan, was starving them out, forced the country to attack us, and so that we can go into Indochina and get all those goods. That's why when the French bailed out of Vietnam, we jumped in there with the other countries because of the ores and all the other things that Vietnam had in it. That's what America has always done. That's making America and keeping us great. We trample other nations and trick the people of the country here. And everybody joined up in World War II to take out who? We weren't fighting the white Germans because we had a lot of white Germans in our country in America. And we had to pick a fight with the little people that was yellow with the slanted eyes. Oh, I know the country I live in. You see, and you have to think like that. See, and we called them Japs and Gooks and everything else. And then we went over there and we didn't just drop regular bombs on them. We dropped two atomic bombs on them. I asked when I was in junior college, I asked my professors, I said, Professor, why didn't the United States ever drop an atomic bomb on Berlin? And you know where we got our scientists from, right? We got our scientists. No, that's all right. That's all. And my system here choked up. Don't worry about it. We got our scientists from Germany. The people that put the atom bomb together. All right. Since the American population got their scientists from Germany to build the atom bomb. I mean, this was during World War II. Because a lot of the scientists and engineers left Germany and came to the United States because we were a neutral country in the war. They packed up their families, everything, and came here. Guess what our government did? Our government got these same scientists and said, will you build for us a bomb? and so that we can become a world power. That's how the United States became a world power. Smart minds all over the world were coming here to New York City, to the United States, and guess what happened? The United States population started to build tanks and jeeps and airplanes and weapons and all of that. I know because my mother worked in one of those plants where they were building airplane parts. All the women were doing that. Sugar and everything else. You had to get special scripts to buy certain food in this country because towards the war effort, everything went. That's why we, with the help of Great Britain and France and the Allied nations, won the war, and America becomes the greatest country in the world. After World War II, we produced everything. Every ironing board, every iron, every invention, everything was done in America. You millennials don't know anything about that. You don't know anything about that. During the 60s, now America lost its weight because we let dope flow in, the happy people, the acid people, all that stuff. And then the liberals, they got their hands on things. All right, they're a part of America too. But the true America is not going to give in to a bunch of people that's going to be throwing money away to everybody else that comes here that wants something free. That's not going to happen. Mm-mm. You're going to have to work for your dinner in this country. So that's how I knew it was going to happen. There goes my boy. I got to share something with you guys, and I'm glad he left to go to work. I was trying to tell one of my boys that come through here that life was going to be all right for him. And he thought that he wasn't going to have a job. And I told him, you're going to have a job because somebody lied on you on the job and everything. And I said, you are hanging around me. Don't be discouraged. I watched that boy sit around this place for a week, strumming on a guitar, not knowing what he was going to do. And he was going to turn the car in and just wait until his time to leave the country came. I just saw him pull off in the car to make some money. How did I know that? You have to ask me, youngsters, how do I know anything? Old people know because truth is always relived when it's right. So pray for the new judge in his new position. Pray for his family. Thank God that in America, that smooth transition, and it could have been smoother, if you shut Cory Booker up and the rest of the leftists that's just trying. I mean, I can't stand people like that. You know, it used to be Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, but age has shut them up. But the younger ones act like a bunch of women going off, not even knowing what the hell they're screaming for. Do your history. Love your country. And support your country. You don't have to like the president. You don't have to like his entire administration. You don't have to like me. But you better let us alone and let us do what we have to do. And we're going to leave you alone and let you do what you have to do. So don't come at it wrong. Thank you for coming to my website. And tell your friends that they should do as I do. Stay into the word of God. And you know how everything's going to turn out. God bless you.